Let's get back to our top story now, the drone attack on Saudi Arabian oil facilities. And when we say drone, we're not talking about your neighbor's kid's toy. We're talking big drones. Sarah Krepps is a professor at Cornell University and co-author of the book Drone Warfare. Sarah, I think a lot of people imagine commercial drones when they hear about drone attacks, like the ones that deliver small packages or record cool aerial views. Can you paint a picture of what the drones actually look like that landed in these oil fields?
As much as people think about the drones, you're talking about these smaller quadcopters. People also think about U.S. Reapers or Predators equipped with Hellfire missiles bombing targets in Afghanistan. And there's just a vast area in between. There's a question of whether they were even armed drones or rather cruise missiles and what those differences might be. What's adding to that is that even American officials are disagreeing with Saudi officials about what kind of delivery vehicle.
Well, you mentioned drones versus cruise missiles. What's the difference in their capabilities?
Well, one of the main differences is that cruise missiles are not returnable, and armed drones would be capable of a similar kind of targeting, but they return. And so I think that actually is responsible for some of the confusion about whether it was armed drones or cruise missiles, because the observable evidence would look quite similar, whether it was one versus the other.
What types of military operations can countries carry out using drones?
There's a wide array of strikes that would make sense or be conducive to an armed drone. Certainly one of the benefits is that armed drones don't incur risk on the part of the country or actor in this case that is using them. In other words, they're unmanned, so there's no pilot, which means that even if they're brought down, there's no fatality. But what seems to be the case in this particular set of strikes is a different capability of armed drones, where they seem to have sent 10. And that, I think, creates a different set of advantages, where at least some of them get through those air defenses, in part because even really good detection and monitoring systems, it's really difficult to locate these drones because the radar cross-section is not that large, which is to say, they're smaller than most aircraft that these systems are trained to identify and monitor.
What would a really solid drone defense system look like?
Right now, the drone attackers have an advantage here. It's a very effective asymmetric tactic where you can be a relatively small actor and incur quite a bit of damage against a much larger actor. So it's sort of a case of David and Goliath, in which David is incurring a disproportionate amount of damage to Goliath. And I think for a long time, there was so much focus on producing drones, very little on the counter-drone side. And now increasingly, as drones become democratized, in other words, even kind of rudimentary capabilities get into the hands of other actors, I think that has really triggered kind of a race now to figure out how to counter these capabilities.
Do you think we can expect to see more attacks like the one that just happened in Saudi Arabia?
So I think there will be a period of time where these attacks have an advantage just because there's essentially kind of an infinite number of what we would call soft targets. How many stadiums are there out there where this kind of technology could be used in a very disruptive way? There was a similar attack against the Venezuelan president not too long ago. They were not successful, but it raised this question of how do you, in a world of infinite soft targets, defend against this technology? And I think there's still a lot of unanswered questions. But again, I think that's where we're now just seeing a really thriving counter-drone industry compared to 10 years ago, where all of the emphasis was on producing the drones.
Sarah Krepps is a professor at Cornell University and co-author of the book Drone Warfare. Thank you very much.
Thank you.